experience is going to decide it. And that too will not be an ultimate decision, because future experiments may cancel it. A hypothesis is an assumed fact. For the time being, accepted as true, but only for the time being. Nobody can say it will be true tomorrow too. In 300 years of scientific growth, you can see something was true for Newton, it is not true for Rutherford. It was true for Rutherford, it is not true for Albert Einstein. Better experiments, better instruments can always change the hypothesis. So no theologian is going to call God a hypothesis. He is the very truth. And he is not dependable on your experiments. If you cannot find him, it is your failure, not a proof that God does not exist. If you succeed, of course, he exists. If you fail, you fail. God still exists. Hypothesis is a scientific term, not a theological concept. And science is very honest. Theology, just the opposite, very dishonest. The very word theology shows its dishonesty, insincerity. Theo means God. Logi means logic. But nobody has ever given any logic about God. Every argument goes against God. No argument has been yet produced which proves God. Still they go on calling it theology, logic of God. It would have been more honest for them to call God a hypothesis. But you cannot worship a hypothesis, can you? Knowing that this is only a hypothesis, perhaps right, perhaps wrong. Worship is not possible with a perhaps, with a maybe.